Kenyan dancer Mike Wamaya teaches ballet to girls and boys in Nairobi, and it's not to upper-class kids in privileged neighbourhoods, but in Kibera, Africa's largest urban slum. Andrea Dykstra reports.
DW.
School children are sweeping the dusty floor in a dark classroom in a school built of concrete, among the thousands of corrugated homes in Kibera. But as soon as the music starts, the dark room transforms into a dance studio where Mike Wamaya teaches the basics of ballet to girls and boys dressed in colorful costumes.
My name is Mike Wamaya, and I was born in one of the slums in Kenya called Kariobangi.
Mike knows firsthand the struggles these children are going through.
Growing up in Eastlands, it was too much chaos and too much crime around me and my friends, and we lost quite a lot of young people we were growing up together with.
When Mike was only 13 years old, his father died, and being the oldest child, he had to quit school, move back to his village, and find a job to support his family.
I was lucky to find an uncle of mine who recruited me into a garage, where he thought maybe I can work there as a boy spanner.
But Mike always dreamed of becoming a dancer, and one day he spotted an advertisement for the Kenyan Performing Arts Group.
I thought, why not? So when I tried it, they were like, yeah, you're really good. And they managed to pick me amongst the best and enrolled me into the dance training. And that's how I began dancing on a serious level now, yeah.
In the training program, Mike learned also about ballet and saw for the first time videos of women and men dancing to classical music while wearing ballet costumes.
We had to see like male people in tights and you know, we are used to your muscles are seen when you show them. We didn't understand the concept of you can also be tiny and still be masculine.
Guys, when you do your mouth like this, it looks like the exercise is so difficult.
Touring with the group, not only in Kenya but also in the Netherlands, Belgium and the UK, Mike has learned to tap the powerful potential of linking ballet to traditional African dance.
African dance is about you have to use your power then, and ballet is about carrying your audience through the story. And in African dance, everything is to the ground, and in ballet, everything is going up. And so if you can do African dance and you combine it with ballet, you are a spectacular dancer.
In 2009, UK-based charity organization Enos Africa spotted the Kenyan dancer during a performance and asked him to start giving ballet classes in the slums. Although the children never heard of the dance, they quickly become entranced, he says.
Do you know ballet? They don't know it. So when we are performing outside, they will be like, whoa, those are very nice costumes. And how did you get to turn like that? So curiosity is starting.
Getting the parents on board is often the bigger challenge because of the cost.
The clothing are expensive, so already the expenses that a child puts on is way higher than the amount of rent the parent would pay for like 2 or 3 months for that house. So the parents would be like, you could go to hell with your ballet, but we would pay our rent.
Thankfully, Enos Africa has started receiving second-hand ballet clothes, donated from all over the world. And parents are starting to value the lessons more because ballet is helping their kids in school.
It's bringing in a lot to the kids, expression techniques, and even the teachers are coming back and telling us like, well, these children are quite concentrating in class more, and children used to skip school, but when we have our program, they come. So they say children get to see value of school through our program.
When you wash it, just add it with a bit of water, then the water drains.
We do have a lot of challenges of, for instance, clean water in Kibera, but we try also to emphasize on the children the importance of just having your clothes clean. If you are wearing a dirty leotard, you won't shine. You will just be looked at as that girl who can't wash her clothes.
Students have become accomplished dancers and winning scholarships. Under Michael's mentorship and tutoring, this alternative arts project has provided a safe space for children to
Mike's
grow.
Work has now reached beyond Kenya's borders. Last month, he was chosen as a top 10 finalist for the Global Teacher Prize 2017.
I was the first ever dance teacher to be nominated for the award, and the first also dance teacher to be among science and English teachers combined.
Welcome to this rather unusual masterclass from Michael Wamaya.
In Dubai, Mike was also asked to give a masterclass during the Global Education and Skills Forum.
I started the masterclass by removing the seats, and we are lucky we didn't have to sweep here, it's too clean. So I would add you guys.
I was so privileged that so many people came in. I had like lecturers from Harvard and Stanford, you know, and I was like, yeah, I've never even went to high school. And now look, I have like all these lecturers listening to me. And they were so shocked because my approach is, how do we make learning easy to the children? So then they like school, they like listening to you.
The children themselves came up with a story. It's about the challenges they face in the slums. And now we are making it into a dance. It's going to have all these other disciplines in it, but we are doing a dream part.
In the end, Mike didn't win the prize, but he did receive personal congratulations from none other than the president of Kenya.
I was so surprised on the gala night that the president sent a personal video congratulating me. It was an eye-opening also to the young people in Kenya, you know, like it's possible, despite where you are and what you do, you know, like I work in Kibera in Mathare, and oh, even the president could get to know about you.
Being in the spotlight, Mike now tries to convince the Kenyan government to adopt art education into the standard Kenyan school curriculum.
We are trying also to see if the Ministry of Education in Kenya would maybe use the expertise I have in terms of developing our curriculum. So I'm really grateful that I was given this opportunity, and I made the world realize that despite the negative stories that are coming out of the slums in Kenya, they're also like positive ends.
This is Andrea Dijkstra for DW in Nairobi, Kenya.
This report was brought to you by DW.